Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is proudly sponsored by the great folks over at virtualmickey.com. They are the folks that make your iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch a Disney device. And they have the new app. It's called Theme Park News Disney Edition. And let's face it, you're listening to a Disney podcast. You need this awesome free app. What it does is it puts both unofficial and official news from all over the Disney company right there in the palm of your hand on your iPad or iPhone. It's going to give you everything you need to keep up to date with your favorite place. And even better, it syncs to the cloud so that you can go to a different device. Maybe use your iPhone at work and then you get home and you're on your tablet while you're watching TV. It knows your progress in the articles you've already read. It's awesome. It's free. And it's just one of the great apps that's offered by our great friends over at virtualmickey.com. Drop by today. Again, virtualmickey.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 848 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Welcome to another One Commute Question Show, where we take your questions and comments, read them here on the air, and talk about a million, or maybe just a few less, Disney topics, and have a great time to get through our midweek. Joining me today for another One Commute Question Show, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Magically Speaking e-newsletter. What's up, Ricky?
Hey! Not a lot. I'm tired of rain, but luckily it looks like we're coming around the corner here. So last week it rained. Like the beginning of all weekend, everything. Rain. So it's nice that now, you know, I can't believe it, but you know, now that it's Wednesday, it's finally clearing up. That's just entirely too much rain in one week.
You know what I like to say? I like to say that April showers bring May flowers.
We already have all of that. Like, I know, you know, we have leaves on the trees. It's all green. It's all pretty. And, you know, all the flowers are coming out. It's gorgeous. I know. I'm probably making both you and Pam very angry. But it's gorgeous here, you know, foliage-wise. It's just the gray, gross, rainy weather has been icky. So
now, the thing we have here in St. Louis, and you know because, you know, you used to be here, but right now everything's yellow. Like, if you look at any cars, they're just covered with pollen.
That was here a couple weeks ago.
Brutal. Yeah. I mean, like, and I have allergies. Like, I can't even look out a window without sneezing. Like, I don't even have to be out there. I just see it and I'm like, seize. You know, I'm seized with inspiration, I guess.
You are seized, yes.
Something you ate, sir. Anyway, also joining us from MakingMagicAndMemories.com, we have Debbie. What's going on, Deb?
Hey, well, just I'm excited about this show. I love our listener question shows. They're so much fun.
That's right, because we spend hours and hours researching each and every question on Tuesday night or not. We just pull them up and we see what we can do. Either way, it's always a lot of fun.
Absolutely. You know it.
All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, the best travel agency out there, Pam Forrester. What's going on, Pam?
Yes, I'm a little jealous of Ricky, I have to say. So we get our lawn treated at, like, I don't know, however often you get it treated. Is it monthly, every other week? I don't know. I just pay the bill when it comes. But anyways, So it's been getting treated lately, and there are these horrible, horrible yellow spots in our lawn.
Do you have a dog again?
No, we don't have a dog. And Steve calls them up and's like, hello, what's going on with our lawn? You know, and the guy's like, well, I see here the technician wrote that you have a horrible case of snow mold. And I was what? But anyways, they're a very nice, honest company, and they're like, that's all going to clear up on its own in a couple weeks. Don't worry about it. And I was like, okay, because our lawn looks like, you know, bread. So snow mold. It was such a horrible winter, and the snow underneath would, you know, melt and cause puddles. Yeah, I know, right? So horrible. Yeah, I know.
That
fun, right?
That doesn't sound like a real thing.
That's what I'm saying. That totally sounds made up. Yeah. That sounds so fake.
I know, and I would say it was fake, too, if he had recommended a product to fix it, but he didn't. He was like, nah, it's going to go away on its own. So anyway. Yeah.
He's like, here, it's snow mold 7,000. It's only $49.99 a gallon.
Right.
So, right, in addition to what you're already paying, here's this. And so we use this company. It's all like organic and stuff. And I know that our neighbors don't. And Steve's like grumbling. He's like, we're going to start using those other companies. Start looking better soon.
Bring on the toxins.
That's right.
No.
Oh, anyway. All right.
That's bad. I have, what do you call those little holes? I've got holy leaves. I've got Christian plants. They're holy.
Oh, my goodness.
So I found out they're by those stupid little slugs. So, you know how you organically or naturally get rid of them? Beer. So now I've got to go get all these slugs drunk. So
yes, yeah, but Debbie, you're not supposed to drink it along with them. You know, you were just having the hiccups.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right. So.
No, I don't like alcohol.
Said one for me, one for the slug. Here we go.
No.
All right. First question. That's what everybody's here for. Is from Tim Kemperly, and he says, "Hello, BOG podcasters. I am glad to have found your podcast and your enthusiasm for Walt Disney World. First time asking a question. In August 2014, we traveled to Walt Disney World for our annual trip and used the, I just hit the wrong button. Here we go. The tail end of our annual pass. Our AP expired on Saturday and we went on going on the Disney Dream for a 4-day cruise. My wife found a great deal for a stay at the beach club and we were able to stay two additional days in Walt Disney World. Of course, as I said, our annual passes had expired. We purchased 5-day park hopper, no expiration tickets, figuring to use one day for this trip and for our upcoming 2015 August trip, annual now, upgrade our tickets to annual passes. We plan to go the last week of August and the week prior to August 2016 to maximize the annual pass. Of course, our plan was thwarted by our school district for the first time starting the week before Labor Day. Oh. Not heard of in the Northeast, Long Island, New York. We had to change our plans to August 16th through the 24th, 2015, and this has a cascading effect on our plans for using the AP 1 year and then using it within 51 weeks, with some hopeful mid-annual pass trips. My question and concern. I only have 4 days on my no expiration passes, which I believe impacts our fast pass selections for our upcoming trip. Should I buy new 7-day passes for the upcoming August current trip and then, when in Disney, upgrade our current no expiration tickets to annual passes, add them to my Disney experience but activated in 2016, giving us the ability to make fast pass selections without issue? Thanks. Tim is in Plainfield, New York. All right, so let's see if we can kind of decipher this. So I know what he's saying, because the way we do this typically in our family, because, you know, we're both school teachers, so we go down in the summer and we usually will get our fast pass. We'll get our annual pass. Like, for example, we're going to get an annual pass we have 10-day Magic Your Way park hoppers right now because we're buying those so we can make our fast pass pluses at 60. We'll upgrade those while we're down there in July, like July 3rd or 4th, whenever we arrive, to annual passes. But then same thing is that we're going to take our big summer vacation the last week of June next year to get in on the tail end of those annual passes to get, you know, our 2-week-long trips with APs plus all the run weekends, you know, here and there. So I know exactly what he's saying, but he's got this 4-day non-expiration ticket and he's trying to figure out what he wants to do with the, you know, scheduling of fast passes, because that definitely brings in kind of a new wrinkle to the problem. So, Ricky, what would you say? You know, would he go an annual pass this route? Would he upgrade that 4-day, you know, or get a 7-day Magic Your Way so we can get all of his fast passes? What do you think?
Oh, gosh.
Are we missing anything? Because, I mean, that's a lot. The thing is, he's got, you know, it's like the 4-day non-expiration is like money in the pocket. You know, it's like money you don't have to spend. But if you go for the 7 days, you have to fork it out, but then you could use that, you know, you could use that ticket for, you know, credit basically towards an annual pass later. I don't know. What do you think?
Man, that is tough. So he can't use the 4 days towards the annual pass. Is that correct?
No, he could, but he won't be able to schedule fast passes for 7 days with that 4-day though.
You know what though? It depends on what he wants to do because, okay, I know that doesn't make sense. So, all right. If he wants to make sure that he gets the high fast passes that he really, really wants to accomplish, something like Seven Dwarfs Mine Train or Anna and Elsa or something like that, then I would suggest using the 4-day and making those fast passes on those 4 days, the high volume ones that they really, 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 really have to do. Then when they go to get the rest of their ticket, then they can make the additional fast passes following that. And usually there is availability, you know, there'll be availability for the, those days at the tail end of their trip. Usually there it's decent availability. You're not going to have, obviously, Seven Dwarves or, you know, Anna and Elsa or things like that. You may still have a chance at Toy Story. So that's what I would do. I would just go ahead and use the 4-day, I think, if it was me. And then it's not really taking a chance because you're still going to be able to get fast passes with that little lead time. It's just, unless they absolutely have to have them at a specific time, you know, because they have this going on, they have this going on, then I would say just take the chance. But that would be me.
So. I would do the same thing, though, actually, because I don't want to fork out money that I don't have to fork out, you know, until like the time is. Because, and I know sometimes we have to do that for certain reasons, but I like your thinking that it's not necessarily, I think you said like high capacity, but more like the very scarce, fast passes. So, like you said, Anna and Elsa, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, those things, do those in the 4 days that you have the tickets initially, and then, you know, everything else kind of gravy later on, the other three.
Right, because you're still going to be able to make fast passes. I made fast passes day of, you know, so it's not for things that are big attractions. So you're still going to be able to make those fast passes, but you're not going to be able to make them for the big ones. But, I mean, you're going to be able to make them for everything else. And the big ones are really only Seven Dwarves and Anna and Elsa. Everything else, more or less, you can pretty much get within that amount of time. Minus maybe Toy Story. That's the only other one that I have issue with. But everything else I've been able to get within on day of. So.
All right. Well, sounds great. Well, let us know how it goes, and definitely send us an email when you get back. All right. Next question comes from Heather Brown. It says, "Happy Monday to my favorite podcast crew." Actually, it's Wednesday, but thank you anyway. If it's Monday when you're listening in 2019, happy Monday, everybody. Thank you for always being with me on my long early morning drives to work. All right, Heather, 10 and 2 all the way. Question number one. Last fall, I went to Walt Disney World for a vacation, and one of the days we were at the Magic Kingdom, I noticed signs indicating the park was closing early due to a private function. It didn't affect our plans, but it piqued my curiosity. Who books the entire Magic Kingdom for an evening? Who has that much money? What does it cost? And how can I make friends with them? LOL. Thanks for all your hard work. Love you guys, Heather. P.S. When is National Eat a Beet Day?
Did anybody see that I ate a beet on Friday of last week? I totally ate a beet. I did not enjoy it, by the way. It was nasty.
Probably didn't have a good one.
It was the first time I've ever eaten a beet. It was disgusting. It tasted like dirt. So...
if you're a new listener, go back to around Thanksgiving. We decided we were going to tweet a beet at Thanksgiving.
Oh, it was so gross. I'm never eating a beet again. And but it became I a did. Thing. I did it for you, Mike. I know. Did eat a beet for you.
So just to our thousands of listeners out there, you know, anytime you see a beet or you have to eat a beet, tweet it with the hashtag eat a beet.
Eat
it's
a
always
beet.
Fun. All right, so Pam, let me ask you this. I know because, like, you know, the Forrester family reunions, you've rented out, you know, all four parks and so forth. So how's that go?
So different companies will do it. Sometimes they'll have a party for cast members. I've been at a few conferences where we've had the whole park to ourselves at least certain times. So, I mean, you know, anyone who has the money to do so can swing a deal with Disney pretty much. You know, it's sometimes it's part of the benefit of booking certain group events that, you know, you will have the park to yourselves, but, you know, it's a pricey venture, but there's all kinds of things that can happen in a Disney park that most of us don't really get the opportunity to experience. There's private proposals, there's private weddings before and after the park opens, you know, there's lots of stuff that goes on.
You're making me feel a lot better with just, you know, I bought the Apple Watch and I'm feeling guilty that I spent that kind of money, but it's not like renting out the Magic Kingdom type money.
No.
I'm being frugal, actually, I guess.
Yeah,
it makes it a whole new polite, doesn't it, Mike?
That's it. Now, Debbie, let me ask you, because you're local, do you ever see anything on the news like, you know, because I'd imagine that if the local media catches wind that, like, Mariah Carey has rented out the Magic Kingdom for the night, maybe that would be on some kind of, like, you know, like that little teaser at the end of the news. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe I'm off.
I don't really watch the news. I used to kind of catch mine online, but usually not, unless it's something like, it's obviously like an event ticket kind of a thing, but No, I've never personally seen anybody on the news saying that they rented out the Magic Kingdom or anything like that.
Now, I will tell you, this is a funny story about like private events, you know, because I mean, literally Disney and Pam, I know that because we got to do that cool thing with the kickoff for Seven Dwarves last year where we got, you know, they kind of closed down the new Fantasyland and it was all done up and we got to go there. I totally felt like that's how Mariah Carey must feel, you know, or what's her husband, or they're not married anymore. I don't know.
They're not married anymore.
That his name? Yeah. So yeah. I felt like him, or, you know, yeah. Lance Bass, or, you know, any of those. Well, not Lance Bass. Who's the other guy? The singer that runs Joey Fatone.
Yeah.
Yes.
I felt like one of those guys that likes Disney that's famous. I like Disney. I'm just not famous. But anyway, so we were on our summer vacation last year and we stayed at Wilderness Lodge. And, you know, that's our first time staying there. And our room faced like it was just a woods view, but you could look through there and you could see the Contemporary through the like fir trees. But we're laying in bed one night. No kidding. It was like 11 o'clock. I tweeted this. Like it was just one of those nights. We were just pooped. Like it was like 4 or 5 nights into the trip. We've been going hard. We went to bed at like 11. We were just out. Laying in bed, all three of us or four of us, can't remember if Paige was there at the time, but like all of a sudden it sounded like a war, and I was like, that is not the Magic Kingdom, because we are not that close to the Magic Kingdom. They were shooting off fireworks over Bay Lake, and I mean, it sounded like bombs. So I don't know what happened, but the cast member down at the desk said they had a private event over at Fort Wilderness, and they took some barges out on Bay Lake and shot off fireworks. We couldn't see it. We could see like that there was light in the sky, but you couldn't see the fireworks because of how our room was situated. And I didn't want to like get all dressed and run down to the, you know, to that like overlook area by the pool. But I mean, no kidding, it blasted us out of the bed. So Pam, I mean, I guess you can kind of back it up that I guess, you know, the right amount of money and the right kind of connections, you can really make anything happen.
Yes, you can. Money talks, even at Disney. So,
no.
You know, there's just all kinds of, there's really, if you had unlimited funds and you wanted to plan a bash to end all bashes, where would you want to do it, right? At Disney, they're going to know how to do it. So,
yeah, Hannah Montana style.
There you go.
And of course, the companies can write it off on their taxes because it is a business expense. Hello.
Man. Seriously, I was like, turn on the TV. I think we're getting attacked. And then I was like, we're at Disney. I mean, it's like it could be fireworks. And it was. Anyway, next question, because our great friend Vicky Wells over in the UK says, hi there. Vicky from the UK here again. Once again, I'll make sure the kids aren't in the car for listener questions, as this is another for their surprise trip. Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party is on Friday the 23rd, Sunday the 25th, Tuesday the 27th, and Thursday the 29th of October for the week that we're there. We arrive on Friday the 23rd, so that's out, and leave Friday the 30th, so the Thursday one probably wouldn't be good. Do you think we'd be better going on the Sunday or the Tuesday? Thanks, and keep up the good work. All right, Ricky, so if it was you, Sunday or Tuesday better for Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party?
I say Tuesday, so I think it's got less crowds on Tuesday.
I agree, because people that are coming in like on a Saturday, you know, and a lot of people arrive on Saturday and they want to get in that spirit, they're going to go to that Sunday night party, and locals may be more apt to go on a Sunday than a Tuesday, even though they're both, you know, work nights, but I would, you know, Sunday night's more, I'd be more likely to go on a Sunday night. Debbie, what would you do, Sunday or Tuesday?
Oh, Tuesday, definitely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think so. Same thing, Pam, what do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tuesday, yes. All Tuesday around.
Is. That's right.
Tuesday it is.
Buy you a hamburger today and pay you on Tuesday.
That's right.
Oh my goodness.
You don't even know that, Ricky, do you?
I know. I'm wimpy.
Yes.
Look at that. Yeah. Got it. Yes.
You are impressive. All right. Next question comes from Renee Lucas.
I was really glad that I knew it.
That was awesome. Hey, crew, there are lots of transitions happening at the park, both rumored and known. And with that comes a lot of closures. What would you recommend as rides, attractions to do before it's too late? In quotes, I like that. We're traveling the first week of May.
This is good.
We're good. They're traveling the first week of May, and for the most of us, it'll be a first visit. When trying to prioritize what to do and see, I thought it might be important to try to do what will most likely be closing in the upcoming months or years. Of course, this is purely hypothetical and educational guesses, but I thought it'd be fun to hear what you guys think. Thanks for everything, as always. And it's a great email. I've never thought about this.
All of Disney's Hollywood Studios.
It might be gone in 3 years touring plan. I mean, it might be longer than you think. It might be like a 4 parks in 1 day challenge kind of thing. It might wear you out. Well, so, okay, let's give a couple. Then we'll kind of go. So I think Lights, Motors, Action, Indiana Jones, likely to be gone. Now let me try to think something outside the studio zone.
Debbie's going to go cry.
I know, but it's going to be gone.
I'm in denial. I don't want to hear this. La, 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 la.
Anything that's big is definitely more likely to go, especially at the studios. And those are both huge. Trying to think just one thing. Like if I had to pick one thing that's like not known at the Magic Kingdom. Oh, man. Let me think. I would say the thing that is most likely to disappear that you would want to take first-timers on, Jungle Cruise. Oh, I hate to say it, even with the new restaurant, though. The restaurant kind of gives it life. But
the
I don't know what
does
else.
Give it life, yeah.
I don't know what else, though. I'm just, because again, we haven't pre-read these. So, Pam, what would you say for somebody that's trying to, you know, make sure that, hey, you got to see this before it's too late?
So, I think, you know, one of the things I would try to see is a fireworks show at the Magic Kingdom. Not that I've heard any rumors or have any inside information, but the fact is that this show has been around for a while. And at some point, they're probably going to look at revamping them, especially because Disneyland is getting, you know, some great new enhancements to their nighttime shows. So that would be something that I would try to see. Also, if you're there during a time when the Main Street vehicles are out, that's typically first thing in the morning. Not all year long and not all of them are there. But if you see them, experience them, because they're, even if they don't go away, they're out so sporadically that it's worth giving them a shot.
That's right. And Barbara, the Main Street Vehicles cast member, get a picture with her. She rocks. I love Barbara. Awesome. Got lots of pictures with her. And you mentioned the fireworks, man. Oh, I hate to say it, but Illuminations.
You know what? I've heard potential rumors.
Don't tell me.
It's time, though, Mike, and they're going to come with something that you'll like even more. So
the next thing you're going to tell me is that Captain EO is going away. Now, if you tell me that,
sorry, Mike.
You guys stink.
Sorry to tell you.
I'm never listening to this podcast again.
Yeah. Oh man,
Debbie, what would you say is on their way out? They might want to check out before they get back again.
There's a hateful rumor about Lights, Motors, Action, and I'm not going to even suppose that that's going to happen, but I would say definitely do. I love Lights, Motors, Action.
You like that?
Oh, no. I love Lights, Motors, Action.
I think Debbie's the only person on the planet who actually enjoys Lights, Motors, Action.
I am not. I mean, the thing, I don't know where you guys keep saying that there's nobody that's there, but I sit there. I used to be one of the front rows, and people keep coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. I think they keep going out the back and coming back in the front.
They're all the people who don't know any better.
Stop that.
I'm sorry. You get so much hate mail right now.
Is this Toy Story? Is this Toy Story? Yeah, come on in.
Yeah, come on in. Yeah.
Can I meet the frozen people here?
Yes.
Where's Anna?
Oh my gosh, you guys!
Can
are
I ride
so
on Lightning McQueen here? Yes. Go on. It's fine.
Are terrible.
Anna's going to be on that third motorcycle. Just hang tight.
That is awful. I'm ashamed of each of you.
That's
but anyway,
what we do.
So that is definitely the parades. Do not pass up the parades. In addition to, like you said, the fireworks, but I think the parades are awesome because they do switch them out. They just, you know, they just have the Festival of the Fantasy parade now. And so they'll be switching these out.
Yep, I agree. So, Ricky, anything else you'd throw in? Besides, I didn't mean to take your Illuminations, but when Pam said that, oh, I hate that. That just kills me. But Pam, you're probably right, though. It'll probably be better, but I hate to say that, man, because it's just that thing, like, is at the core of, like, my Disney existence is Illuminations. It's always been there for me. But go ahead, Ricky.
Okay, all right. So I think a while back we all could have maybe said imagination. I think that it's going to depend on a few different factors. Sorry, Mike, I'm not sure about Captain EO's coming back. But, you know, I think that it's going to depend on a few different things. Like, is maybe one thing that I think that could cause it is maybe Inside Out. But I think that they'd be a fool to get rid of Figment altogether. So we'll see kind of what happens there. The other ones, I was thinking maybe I've heard potential rumors about Beauty and the Beast live on stage, but I'm sure at this point now with all the other stuff they got going on at Disney Hollywood Studios, that's not going to be touched for a while, I'm sure. Muppets I've heard, so that one actually is a potential one, but I think the way they're trying to do Star Wars Land and also Pixar, they may save Muppets, which would be wonderful. Those are
Muppets. You'll keep the Muppets, but you make fun of Lights, Motors, Action.
What? Love the Muppets.
I do too.
The Muppets are classic, Debbie. I don't understand. This is the strangest conversation I've ever had with someone in my life about Disney. You don't like the Muppets?
I tolerate them. They're funny.
They're awesome.
Oh my god, you're done. Get off the podcast. You're done. Get off.
Oh, man. Since the girl that doesn't like Lights Motors Action, I'm just saying.
I see Lights Motors Action every time I get on Highway 270 here in St. Louis. I don't. And I'm sure, no, I've
fast
definitely
pass needed, right?
I've definitely seen it in you know, on I-4, and I've seen it going through Atlanta too. So I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying. All right, so that's a great idea though. Ricky, that sounds like a blog post.
What?
You should totally steal that email about, you know, like, hey, you're going down, you're writing it down. I know you're I busted you because you already wrote it down.
Right? Right, totally.
Listeners doing the work for Ricky once again.
Thanks, listeners.
That's awesome. All right, last question of the day comes from, it looks like, Ashley, who is in Erie. Ooh, it says frigid Erie, Pennsylvania. Pam, is that a city frigid Erie, or is it just Erie that is very frigid?
Erie that's very frigid. It sits right there on Lake Erie, and we get, well, they probably get just a little bit more snow than we do, but not a whole lot.
So she probably thinks you're soft, basically, is what I'm hearing.
Oh, gosh, she might. I don't know.
South, because you're down there in the south.
Yes.
All right, here she is. She says, hi, Mike and the BOGP team. I love your podcast. It's great, and I've learned a lot from it for upcoming trips. I have a question related to magic bands and tickets. My fiance and I were last at Walt Disney World in September. I knew on our trip that I would be back this March with my mom, so I purchased an annual pass. My fiance and I are going back in November, and I've already purchased 7-day hoppers that are linked to our reservation in My Disney Experience. On my upcoming trip, when I scan my band to get into the park, how do I make sure that the ticket scanned is my annual pass and be my 7-day hopper and not my 7-day hopper that I have purchased in November? Thanks so much for your help. Again, Ashley is in Erie, Pennsylvania. So this is kind of the same situation that you have to watch too if you have a hard ticket event ticket and you have Magic Your Way tickets both on the same band. But for the parties, typically you're going through a certain gate or touch point, and that minimizes that. But Pam, what would you suggest for somebody that has multiple tickets and you have to draw from the right ticket going through the touch points?
So here's what I'm going to say. Go ahead and give the My Disney Experience folks a call. There's a phone number out there that you can give them a call and ask them to prioritize your ticket so that the annual pass is as prioritized as first. But I will say, I would also follow up when you're there in person at guest services at the park, not the resort, but at the park, to make sure that that has held true, and check it through at some point through your stay. Because if you find that it is accidentally pulling from the wrong one and you're there in front of them, they can fix it for you. But once you get home, it gets much more challenging to fix.
So this would be something that, so could you not just, like, as soon as you go through the touch point, there's always some kind of a person there with an iPad. Just ask them, hey, this is the situation. Can you just check what just got scanned?
You could ask them, and they likely will be able to tell, but to fix it, you're probably going to have to go to guest services.
Yeah, but I mean, I think most likely they're going to do, it's going to pull from your AP, but that way you get a little peace of mind. You could head over to guest services in 15 minutes, have your day, and have peace of mind for the rest of the,
yep, absolutely.
That's time. All right, let's get one more question because we have time and we have a lot of questions. I want to get to these. This one says, it's from Facebook. Question for y'all. My family of 7 is going to Disney from November 8th to November 15th. We are driving overnight from Indiana. Yeah, go. That's good. And we're planning on arriving in Florida on Saturday, November 7th, sometime during the day. We are wanting to stay at a very local, decent hotel, not a Disney property, but a hotel possibly just minutes away from downtown Disney, inside the gates, near all parks, etc. We do not plan on going into any of the parks that day, just wanting to rest some from the long drive and possibly going to downtown Disney that night. Can you pass along some suggestions for just that one night? I vaguely remember Ricky mentioning some recently, but can't remember on what episode, so I thought I would ask. Maybe even some of the ones that she has visited. Thanks again for all you do. That's Mark and Debbie Yeider. So thanks, guys, for that question. And Ricky, you stay off-site quite often, so what might you suggest?
Okay, so there are a few hotels that are across the street from the Downtown Disney area. They're called the Downtown Disney Hotels. There are quite a few of them. I think there are 7. Actually, I'm looking at it. There are 7. It's the B Resort, Best Western, Buena Vista Palace, DoubleTree Suites, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Wyndham. And they usually have really good deals. Like I said, they're right across the street from Downtown Disney, so you can actually, from some of them, I believe you can walk to Downtown Disney. Take the paths, because they are since they have the construction going on, I know they do have some paths going on, so make sure you're taking the correct path. I usually stay right around the corner. It's at the Hyatt Grand Cypress. The Hyatt Regency Grand Cypress, actually. And that, I love that hotel. I think it's fabulous. The one thing I hate, they do charge a resort fee. I wish that hotels would just include the resort fee in the price and not charge you the extra thing. But they do charge you a resort fee, and they also charge you to park. I'm not sure about the Downtown Disney hotels, whether they charge you to park or anything like that. So, but those are my choices if you're looking to stay like right around the corner from Downtown Disney or in that Downtown Disney area.
Nice. And when you cross the road by Downtown Disney, it's kind of like real life Crossy Road. Except you're not 8-bit. You may be more than 8-bits trying to cross, Buena Vista Drive?
No kidding.
You know, and I think, though, seriously, though, on this one, if you really don't care where you're staying, it's just like in a general area, and it's just for one night, and you just kind of got to crash because you're exhausted from the drive, this might be an ideal situation to do something like Priceline. Mm-hmm. You know, just for a general area to save some bucks if you really don't care which hotel you're at, as long as you're in a certain area. That might be a way to save a few bucks.
That could very well be true. I agree.
Just a thought. Not that I'm cheap.
No.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for our listener questions, said the cheap guy. And we thank you guys for sending those in. Keep them coming. Send those to Mike@BeOurGuestPodcast.com. We will talk about your question or comment here on the show right away. And, of course, don't forget our great sponsor today. It's VirtualMickey.com. Drop by there today. Check out all their great apps for your iOS devices. And right now I'm going to tell you about Days to Go WDW because we are down. Man, I can't believe it. We're down to 79 days to go until we check into Riverside for our 4th of July pre-cruise stay, which means the podcast cruise is down to 86 days until we get on the ship. Holy cow. It's crunch time. So we're going to have a great time. In every time, seriously, and I say this all the time, but every time I look down at my phone and I get a text, when I get alerts from Nate Parrish, like he's sending me alerts right now as we're recording, it is amazing because instead of looking at his text about the podcast shirts and all the great stuff we're going to be doing, I can see how many days I have to go. I can totally ignore all the texts, all the notifications by the Apple Watch, and if it's preparing for shipment or if your card's been charged from Mr. Brett Young, all these folks, you know, that I'm talking with on Twitter. I ignore all that stuff and I focus solely on my Days to Go app because I know that I'm now in the 70s and I'm very excited about that. And you can do the same. Support the folks who support us. Grab this app. Grab the other apps. They're going to make your Apple device incredible. And I'm sure it's going to go over to the Apple Watch soon. I don't know. I got to talk to Joe, but I'm just saying it's the next thing. So check him out today. I just got him all in trouble. He's got to now develop a whole new platform.
Right.
Because I opened
way
my
to
mouth.
Go,
Mike.
Don't
hold him to that, guys. Give him a week. Anyway,
it's
check him out today.
Just a week. Yeah.
Right. I love Days to Go. And how awesome would it be if I just have to twist my arm? Anyway, Days to Go. Check it out over at virtualmickey.com. The next Be Our Guest Podcast live show is coming your way on May 17th. That's at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, right over there at Magical Mouse Radio. In Magical Mouse Radio, plays the best mix of Walt Disney World and park audio music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, check us out, magicalmouseradio.com. Give us a follow on Twitter. We're at Be Our Guest Mike. We're on the Facebook thing at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And, of course, join the friendliest forums on the internet, which they will never be on the Apple Watch because I think their time has peaked, but we keep them there. You know, they're fun. So check them out today, brguestpodcast.com/forums. And don't forget, you can always listen to the show on Stitcher Smart Radio, the free app for all platforms. It's a great way to listen to the show. And also on TuneIn Radio, where you can listen to live radio and podcasts. And again, it's a free app. It's called TuneIn Radio. So check that out as well. And keep those ratings and reviews coming on iTunes. You have been doing awesome. We were up to number 6 or 7 last week in travel, which is incredible. And we thank you all for that. And let's keep that big mo going, the big momentum. We'd really appreciate that. All right, we're going to get out of here. Come back to you on Friday, which is Apple Watch Day. And of course, we're going to talk tech on Friday's show. And I cannot wait. I love talking Disney tech. It's going to be very beta mouse. So be ready for that. Tons of, I think that's copyrighted, so I had to whisper.
Can we play Windfilm, yeah?
No, we need to do that, though. Put that on the notes. Put that on the doc. That's awesome. We haven't done that in ages. All right, yeah. We're getting out of here. We'll be back again on Friday, hoping you're having a great midweek. For Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great Wednesday. We'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.